Hello and welcome to my training. My name is Chuck Holmes. I'm an independent affiliate with LiveGood. I've been making money online for almost 15 years now. And what I want to do in today's video is share some simple SEO tips for newbies and experienced online marketers who are promoting LiveGood like myself. We're going to cover what is SEO, why should you do it, and then I'll share a few of my best tips. So SEO stands for search engine optimization. In today's world, what most people do, they go to Google or Yahoo or AOL or Bing. They type in something that they're searching for, such as how to build LiveGood online, reasons to join LiveGood, is LiveGood legit? So they type in those search words, and then the search engine presents them with the results. Obviously, the better you are at SEO, the higher you rank in those search engine results. The benefit of that is if you rank high, a lot of people can find your content. Whereas if you don't rank high and you're not on the first page or the second page, most people are never going to find you. So why do you do SEO? Because the internet is huge. All of your prospects are on the internet. They're going to search engines. They're searching for things about LiveGood, ways to get healthy, ways to make money from home, side hustle ideas. And what you can do is you can present yourself in front of prospects who are looking for what you have. This is how I build my business. I get people to come to me rather than me go out and approach people, for the most part anyway. So leverage the internet in addition to talking to people face-to-face. Another reason you might want to do SEO is the internet works 24/7. So even when you're sleeping, you can have content and different things out there that are helping you promote the products and the business, helping you generate leads, even when you're not actively building your business. I like to call this passive recruiting. This is how I do most of my recruiting. You do SEO strategies or content one time, and then that content or that strategy works for you 24/7. So let me just give you a few basic tips for SEO. And I only recommend legit things. I don't recommend you try to hack or trick Google. They have a lot more people working for them than we have working for us. So I recommend that you do things the right way. The first thing you want to do is you want to determine who it is you're trying to reach. Are you trying to reach people interested in the products? Are you trying to reach people interested in making money? Are you looking for people with network marketing experience? The type of people that you're trying to reach, which is your target market, is the first step. Once you pick your target market, as an example, I focus mostly on people with network marketing experience. All of the SEO that I do is geared around content for people in that niche. If my niche was stay-at-home moms, if that was my target market, I would have totally different content. So make sure you pick your niche first. Number two, once you pick your niche, you want to come up with a master keyword list. What does this mean? I like to think of it this way. It's simply a list of things that people in your niche search for that are relevant to LiveGood. So let's just say my niche is network marketing and I want to attract people into LiveGood. I could find keywords like best MLM company to join in 2023, fastest growing MLM company, best MLM company in India, best MLM company in the United States, best MLM company for men in their 50s, best MLM company for people with network marketing experience. That's just a few examples, because those type of keywords are things that people in my target market would be searching for. So what I like to do, I like to go right on Google. And a lot of my videos, about half of them are LiveGood specific. The other half of them are generic network marketing specific. So what I do is I go on Google and I go on YouTube and I type in keywords. So I might type in network marketing and then I hit the space bar and then I type in the letter A. And then it will tell me all the keywords, and they're called long tail keywords, but it'll tell me all the keywords that come up that start with an A and have network marketing before it. So that might be network marketing abbreviations, network marketing activities. And then I make a list of those keywords until I come up with about 200 to 300 keywords. Another thing you can do is you can go to Google, you can type in LiveGood, and then you can scroll down to the bottom of the screen and it will give you a recommended list of keywords. But another way to do this as well is there are free keyword tools online. You can go to keyword tool, I believe it's .io, and that's where I go. And I type in LiveGood, and then what it will do is it'll give me a list of 500, 600, 700 keywords that have the word live good in the keyword phrase. So what's a keyword phrase? How to join live good is a keyword phrase. Reasons to join live good is another phrase. Is live good a scam is another phrase. So you're looking for these popular search phrases, which are long tail keywords. And this is going to be your master keyword list. What I do is I have an Excel spreadsheet and I put all my keywords into that list. And then I sort it alphabetically. I remove any duplicates. And each one of those keywords is going to be its own piece of content. So let's say my first three keywords are the top Live Good products, top Live Good leaders, and five reasons to join Live Good. Let's say those are the keywords that I came up with. I would make a video about each one of those topics with those keywords in the title of the video or the article. So once you have your master keyword list, you've defined your target market, you've come up with your master keyword word list, and you should always be adding to this. You should always strive to keep 200, 300, 400, 500 keywords in your master keyword list, and then you'll never run out of ideas to make content about. The next thing you want to do when it comes to SEO is you really want to do two different things. You want to make videos, which is the number one thing you can do, because YouTube is also a search engine itself. People go to YouTube, they type in what they're searching for, just like some people go to Google and type in what they're searching for. So you definitely want to make YouTube videos. Another thing, or another reason I recommend YouTube, is that YouTube typically ranks high in the search engine. So if someone goes to Google and they type in five reasons to join Live Good, some of the search results are going to be videos in addition to content. Another thing you can do is you can write articles. If you have your own website, you can write articles on your own website like I do. You can write articles on article directories. You can write articles as guest posts on other people's websites. The options are pretty much endless. What I like to do is I like to repurpose content. I don't share this tip or this strategy with a lot of people, but this is one of my favorite SEO tips. I like to make a video. I upload it to YouTube. So now it's a YouTube video. I then take that same video. I upload it to LinkedIn. I take that same video. I upload it to Facebook. Now what I do is I strip the audio out of that video. And I do all my videos on Zoom, just like I'm making this one right now. And that gives you an audio recording and a video recording. I then take that audio recording and I convert it into a podcast. I then take the video or the audio and I have it transcribed. And there are services that can do that online for you, either for free or very low cost. And then you can take that transcribed document, edit it very briefly, and make that an article. Now you've got one piece of content that can become 6, 7, 8 pieces of content that are all working for you. Another good SEO tip that I recommend, it's not on this slide, but hashtags. What you want to do is when you post content online, you want to include hashtags in your content. So when you make a video on YouTube, in the description box, you can click on hashtags. I mean, you can type in different hashtags that are relevant. So what I do to come up with hashtags, I use AI. I go over to ChatGPT, which is 100% free, and I will type in, give me a list of hashtags for a video titled, and then whatever my video title is, and it will give me a list of maybe 10, 15, 20 hashtags that I can include with that video, or if it's an article now or a podcast. And now when people are searching for those hashtags online, they can also find my content. Now, this is really my beginner SEO tips. Of course, there are more advanced things you can do, but I really don't want to go too deep into this topic because I don't want to overwhelm people or give you a list of things that are impossible for the average person to do. Everything I just shared with you, any affiliate or distributor in the company could do these things if they tried to. So if SEO is not a part of your recruiting strategy, I highly recommend that you start doing it in addition to all the other things that you're doing, because using the internet is a powerful way to grow your business. I've recruited almost 100 people in about 3.5 months, all from SEO, all the different things that I do online. So I know it works. And I hope that you will take a deeper dive into SEO to learn more about how to promote your Live Good business online. The last thing I want to say is if Live Good and SEO both interest you, what you want to do, if you're already in Live Good, you want to go over to YouTube and you want to start searching for some videos like SEO tips for beginners. Watch 3 or 4 videos and take notes. And in addition to what I've shared with you, they'll probably give you another 20 or 30 good ideas of simple things you can do to start leveraging SEO to grow your business. Just make sure you read the Live Good policies and procedures and don't do anything shady or bad that's going to get yourself or Live Good in trouble. Don't try the black hat stuff. It's a waste of time. Do the white hat stuff. Keep it real. Be good with it, and good things will happen to you. So I hope you got some value out of today's training. I'm going to provide some resources and links in the description box below this video, so make sure you check that out. In addition to that, please like, share, comment, and subscribe on my channel. That'll help out our channel a lot. I do post a new video every day, so make sure you check back often. And with that, thanks for watching. Have a great day. Now let's go get some SEO done.